Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about. That's us. That's right.
Gotta love this American ride. All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio. I'm not America's
sweetheart. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's 2 p.m. on a Friday, not 2 a.m., as I incorrectly stated earlier. And we're going to get right into Ask Me Anything here. Before, we're going to do some shout-outs here real quick. Ryan, a Memorial Day weekend, just thank you to all of our service members, more generalized than specifically Memorial Day. Shout-out from you, Ryan?
Sure. This is to my best friend, SSG Jesse Hillbilly Alt, that lost his life in Iraq. I'm sorry, brother, that I wasn't there that day. I will never forget. Love you from Doc.
That's sweet. Katie, a graduation recognition today.
Phil wants to give a shout out to his daughter, Jillian, who is graduating from East Alton Wood River CHS. She was the co-valedictorian of her class. Ooh. He also wants to say happy graduation to Taylor and Aubrey, her two best friends.
All right, well, go Oilers. A real quick Fox News alert here. The FBI announced today that Director Chris Wray has ordered an internal review of the handling of the Bureau's investigation into National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Quote, FBI Director Christopher Wray today ordered the Bureau's Inspection Division to conduct an after-action review of the Michael Flynn investigation, end quote, the Bureau said in a statement. The review will be handled by the Bureau's Inspection Division. The FBI said the division is similar to an internal affairs office in a police department. So that's the latest breaking news in the Michael Flynn story. It broke within the last half hour. I wanted to make sure you had it there. That Fox News alert was like three paragraphs saying the exact same thing three times. Not even really that differently. Let's do Ask Me Anything. It's Tuesday.
What's wrong with me?
It's two.
Say it.
On a Friday.
Thank you for your honesty.
Ask me anything. You guys are going to need to make it simple for me. Annie, what time is it?
We now interrupt George Norrie for Ask Me Anything.
I always wanted to elbow that George Norrie guy out of that spot.
Gosh.
I'm going first, and I'm very excited to this was inspired in the moment earlier for me this week, the one time that I was driving, because I don't drive very much anymore. The question is, do you talk out loud to other drivers, and what is your go-to name call? Censor yourself, but you can allude. I do talk out loud to other drivers, but I've been driving to St. Louis for so long now, 15 years that I've been working in radio, and I used to, like, it was not good for my anxiety driving and stupid people, of which I'm sure I was probably somebody else's stupid person at least five times a week. But I learned not to show other drivers that I'm talking to them. So I say things, but I say it like, I'm going to find out from you guys, you have to say something out loud. It has to come out. Mm-hmm. But mine is normally a-hole. Like, that's where I go. Not in front of my kids.
Sure?
But, or jerk is another one. But I am definitely a talker, but I have really, I mean, I can think of at least two Lent seasons where I forced myself not to talk out loud to other drivers to get my action in order. Katie, what about you? You've had some road rage here. Because how dare the rest of the people come back to work and use her highway?
How
that's what I keep hearing.
How dare you? Yes, and this week I have said, oh, come on, and get out of the way. Like, those are the two phrases that I've said so much this week. And I have to restructure my brain because I'm like, Katie, you know you're grateful and thankful that everything is reopening, people are going back to work, but though I catch myself saying those two phrases all the time, and my go-to as well is a-hole. And that has been coming up more frequently than I'd like to.
What about Ryan, the non-Uber driver?
You know, I would have said no, that I don't do it. But once I had kids, I realized that I do, because they would call me out. But it's always sarcastic things like, all right, there you go, my friend.
Yeah. Or you're the sarcastic remark.
Yeah. Buddy, friend. Sometimes I'd be like, there you go. Got to that red light a lot faster than I did, smart guy.
Thanks,
and
champ.
My kids will ask, like, why did you call that guy your friend? Genuinely. Like, oh boy.
Because I didn't want to teach you the other F word I was going to say.
Yes.
Yeah. Gabe, are you a talker out louder?
I am, and I'm a Ryan, I guess, because I'm very sarcastic.
There you go.
It's like, oh, no, I wasn't using this link, so come right over.
Are you ever
driving in the car by yourself? There's nobody in there. You're not talking to anybody but yourself. Like, that's what I did. So I was in the Walmart parking lot, which is where most of the bad words or frustration ends up happening. And you're driving, and, like, I said something, and I just had this like, meta moment where I'm like, who am I talking to? Like, who am I telling? Like, do I really need to get these? Do the words have to come out of my mouth? Is it not enough to think them in my brain that it has to come out of my mouth? And the answer was, yeah, absolutely. It's got to come out of my mouth. But it is different.
It's a pressure valve.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Ryan, you got a question?
Sure. I'll piggyback on that question. Have you ever had a situation where you were in your car, whether it be a parking lot or on the road, stoplight, where you actually had verbal interaction with another driver?
You
verbal.
Oh.
Yeah, I will. So I was in a parking lot once and pulled out, and I don't know if I cut somebody off or whatever it was. I do remember now. It was little
Katie
car
telling you to move out of the way.
And I was, I was in a little car, probably the Fiesta, and I had two big cars next to me. Well, when you're backing out of a parking spot, you can't see anything coming on either side of you if you're in a little car. So I was just coming out really, really slowly. I mean, like, creepingly slowly, to make sure that I wasn't going to get in anybody's way. And a big truck came barreling through, like, I can't believe, what's this guy doing backing out? I'm like, I can't see anything. And then
you're like, what's up, friend?
I'm like,
just driving
hello,
back.
Friend.
Good to see you, buddy.
I see you have the Confederate flag on your truck.
Smart guy.
Yeah, but no. And then so I didn't say anything. I was just like, oh, man, that stinks. There's nothing I can do. I can't go any slower.
So you didn't talk back, but he was
yelling
at you.
No, so I pulled around, and this guy followed me. What's that?
We end the show at 3 p.m.
He followed me, and he pulled up beside me, and he rolled his window down. I'm like, uh-oh, what's going to happen here? And he stuck his finger in his nose, and he twisted it around, and he was acting like I was an idiot. He's like, look where you're going, you dummy. I was like, I just had
Ryan
to laugh.
Ryan almost
really
backed into Larry the Cable Guy. That's really weird. Gabe, what about you?
You know,
do you
I don't think
what
I've
the
ever.
Is? What was the question? Oh, verbal
yeah.
Exchange.
Like, have you ever had an actual verbal interaction with another driver? And I can't say that I remember. I mean, I kind of remember one. Somebody saying something smart, you know, and I had my window down, but I never say anything back. The most I'll do is I'll give you a salute.
There you go. Like a real salute.
That's nice of you.
Like or a limited edition, one finger salute.
No, not the one. No, it's a full on Marine Corps salute with a smile.
That's not
and
what
a wink
I'm expecting at all.
Yeah, I'm glad I clarified.
Yeah,
Katie, what about you?
Because sarcasm.
I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I have never got into an altercation where it's my car and another car right by each other yelling. I have never had that happen, and
well,
I'm thankful.
Let me blow this one out of the water. I was driving to work one day and getting ready to cross over the stand span, and this car drove up behind me, like, blazing up behind me, and I was in the left lane, the fast lane, and I was probably going like 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, which might have been like 70 miles an hour or something. So I wasn't driving like stupid fast as far as like speed goes, but the speed limit maybe a little bit over it. But he like barreled down on me, and he went right up behind me, and then he ripped it out across and went to pass me, and kind of got in one of those things where he was going to slip in between the car that was in the right lane in front of him, and I was in the left lane, and traffic got backed up on the bridge, and he couldn't get in front of me, so we ended up being, and I was like, I turned and gave him a dirty look, because I was like, dude, you need to relax and calm down. We get up onto the stand span, headed into downtown St. Louis, and we'd come to a stop, and I was coming to a rolling stop to try to avoid being like right next to him, and he was a little bit in front of me, and he pulled a gun out and pointed it at my face.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Yes, like an actual pistol in my face in stop traffic on a bridge.
Ugh.
So now I have some new friends, and they are Smith and they are Wesson, and there are some SIGs, and I am prepared now. That was the most terrifying thing. And I've been carjacked before. That was a different time. So any advice that I have to give to you in the wake of that is none of that is worth it. Like, even my dirty look, which he deserved more than a dirty look, keep your eyes on the road, keep going straight, do not antagonize people. None of it is worth it. Ugh. Let's take a quick break. More questions when we come back. Ask me anything. Get on our Facebook Live. You can watch the conversation there. Facebook.com/Andy Fry Show. And you can reply to the Ask Us Anything post there on the Facebook Live and get your questions in. We've got more to ask each other, and we'll have them right here when we come back. Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Happy Friday. Happy, hopefully for you, long weekend Friday. A lot of people probably off by now, about time to get off and heading into your long holiday weekend. And we're taking some time today to recognize two different groups of people. We are broadening the Memorial Day recognition to just include anybody who has served. And we thank all of you who have served, who love somebody who has served, because when you are at home and somebody is serving in your family, you are serving too. And so we're broadening the Memorial Day thank yous to include all service people, not just those who we have lost in battle. And we're also recognizing our graduates. This is a time where graduation ceremonies and parties are supposed to be happening, and they're not. So we wanted to take a moment to recognize those people. Katie, why don't you give us the graduate that we are going to acknowledge here real quick?
Sure. Eduardo wants to give a shout out to his nephew who is graduating from the 8th grade. Way to go, buddy.
Congratulations. 8th grade graduation. Big deal. Going to high school. And Ryan, what about you? Memorial Day.
Memorial.
Yeah.
It's a junior in 2013. He says, I lost two Marines in an unfortunate training accident in Hawthorne, Nevada. Later that year, during a nasty deployment in Afghanistan, my unit, the 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, we lost more. I think about them every day. Semper Fi to my brothers and sisters.
Oh, well, that's a very good tribute there. Like, we've been doing Ask Me Anything. We've got some questions to get to, some people suggesting them on our Facebook Live, and we are watching those as well. Let's get right back into it. Let's see, Katie, you didn't ask a question last time, I don't think, did you?
No, I did not.
All right, let's go with it.
What are you guys looking forward to the most from this long weekend? I'll go first. I am looking forward to celebrating my anniversary, my second anniversary with my husband.
Yay, it's exciting.
And
my gosh.
Yes, I'm really, really thrilled.
So new.
And
so new.
Because Missouri is opening up, we have the luxury of being able to go to a winery. So that will be my first time actually going to a facility since the coronavirus pandemic has happened. And I'm really, really thrilled for it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Awesome.
Ryan, what
also,
about you?
Winery trips are fun.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, they are. They're fun. My twins turn 6 this weekend, so we're looking forward to that. We're going to see Grandma and Grandpa a little bit and Grandma, great-grandma Nina. And I'm excited because this year I've got really good gifts, and normally I'm just cobbling something together at the last minute, but I did
cool.
a good job, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Gabe, what about you?
This is going to be the start of a first vacation in a long while. So I'm really just looking forward to relaxing a little bit, except for the fact that I have this gigantic honeydew list that I'm going to have to get to, I'm sure, at least by Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's good. You can get some of those knocked out. I'm most excited about just not having to think about work for a while. And I have to say, I know Katie and I have discussed this quite a bit, but there has been – I really feel the mental exhaustion toll that I have taken. I won't speak for anybody else here on the show, but this has been burdensome from what we have to do and be plugged in all the time to what's going on. Coronavirus is stressful. There are people who don't want to listen to the radio right now because they don't want to hear about this stuff. So you get to unplug when you've had enough. And you can flip on something else that you want to listen to, music that you want to listen to or whatever. We don't have that ability to do that because we have to be here to provide you with that information when you want it. I am like turning inside out, mentally exhausted about this. And just the 3 days of I'm going to put it in the back and not I'll get it back out on Tuesday. I'm very, very excited for that.
Ditto to that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's Gabe? I think everybody is feeling that.
Yeah. Gabe, hey. You got a question?
Sure. What would you be able to give a 40-minute presentation with no preparation?
40-minute presentation?
What are you an expert? Yeah, you know, so for me, Star Wars is one.
Yeah? Subscribe to St. John the Philosopher on YouTube, and you can learn more about that.
Yeah, yep. And then another one I was thinking about was actually Christian apologetics. I've been studying up a lot on that stuff, and I recently just put up a video that kind of delves into that stuff. So be looking for that on Monday, guys.
I could do Illinois politics. 40 minutes is
easy.
I could condense it down to 40 minutes if I had to. Yeah.
Yeah, you do 3 hours on it pretty easily.
Some days I do.
Yeah.
Saying. Sorry.
Well, okay, so I'll say the same thing as you a little bit, Gabe. I could do not apologetics though, but I could probably do 40 minutes really quick on Revelation and Daniel, like end times Bible study stuff.
Oh, nice.
Which I used to just consume like crazy. I love it. But since I have my kids, I'd probably need a 2-minute prep. But if it was more fun, I'd do Last Man on Earth movies.
Ryan, I don't know how to follow that because mine is so dumb.
Katy Perry.
Mine, it would be pop culture, honestly. Yeah. Like, who's who, what's what, who's dating whom. Like, I am very involved in pop culture.
Legitimately, any of us do those 40-minute speeches, people probably want to hear Katie's the most.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm being honest.
Yep.
That's not to diminish anything that we would bring to the table, but Katie, I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Ryan, you got another question?
You're getting a lot more hits.
Yeah, this one's from Facebook, and it's just for Katie,
I
got to ask it because it's cracking me up.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why you would have this special knowledge, but it's why I got to ask it. Joe asked Katie, where is the best place to get fried catfish in Grafton?
I don't know Grafton well.
What am I missing here?
I don't know. That's got to be an Illinois person. You or Annie have got to. I don't know Grafton well, but I am looking forward to visiting Grafton because they've got some cool wineries over there, too. So I'm ready to visit that area and see what it's all about when they can reopen.
Gabe, you had another question you wanted to ask the room? Katie, do you have another question? Unless you got one, Gabe.
Actually, I liked Brad's question on Twitter. Were you going to do that one, Annie?
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Oh gosh, now I have to find it. Would you rather constantly feel like you're walking through cobwebs or about to fall off your chair?
What about you, Gabe?
Now, for me, I definitely like to rather, feel like as though I'm falling off my chair because the cobweb thing, I can't, like, even just thinking about it makes me feel like I'm walking through cobwebs, and it's too annoying for me.
I have had vertigo the last 2 weeks, which is basically like always feeling like you're falling off of a chair, and it's the worst thing ever, except for feeling like you're covered in spiders. So I'll just go off that chair. That's fine with me.
There you go.
I have had cobwebs in my hair before. I have had a spider web in my hair before, and it was one of the most horrifying experiences.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So I've got to say falling off a chair.
All right. Katie, do you have another question you want to ask?
I do.
This one
is a little bit more of a thinker, so I'll go first. What band / artist do you wish you would get back together to create one last album? Mine would be Linkin Park. Unfortunately, Chester passed away, but I love Linkin Park. I think that they were amazing, so ahead of their time. I love their dynamic, and that's a band that I would love to see get back together one more time and create an awesome album.
I'm just going to say that I don't know anything about music or anything like that. I will listen to Katie's 40-minute podcast when she creates it. But all of the bands that I want to get back together or have all just done that because they're all from like the 80s and the 90s and it's the trendy thing to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Backstreet Boys or Spice Girls or maybe NSYNC. I would go, I think maybe NSYNC. That's a legit answer. If Justin Timberlake would grace the rest of the members with his presence, I would think
that's
that would be pretty
great
cool.
Great answer. Gabe, what about you?
Maybe get a Run DMC or Beastie Boys if we could, resurrect a boy there.
Beastie Boys is great.
Yeah, classic rap back in the day was awesome.
Ryan?
I got to see Pink Floyd get back together with Roger Waters and David Gilmour before one of them dies because they did a Pink Floyd album recently without Roger Waters, and it was just awful. It was terrible. And those two guys are the band, and they haven't gotten together for like 30 years. And one of them is going to die eventually, so I want them to get back together before one of them does. Mm-hmm.
Christopher on Facebook asks, if you could handpick the president, but it had to be a fictional character, who would it be and why? I'm going to modify that a little bit or add on a different route you can take it. Who is your favorite fictional president? I don't know if anybody has a favorite fictional president off the top of their heads. I know a lot of people loved President Bartlett from The West Wing. He was so if you watch The West Wing, he was so lovable. And then anytime policy would become part of the conversation, I'm like, this is nuts. So I don't want Bartlett to be the president. I am partial to Bill Pullman. I think in Independence Day, because there's no politics in it whatsoever, and he saved the world, like by getting it in a jet. So
literally,
since this is real and historical conversation, I'm going with what's his name, Bill Pullman. What's his name there? I'm gonna think about it.
I don't remember his character's name. No,
I would choose Terry Crews from the movie Idiocracy. I would like to see that play out in real life. What would that look like? You know?
Wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild and mayhem.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this a movie I need to see?
Yeah, it's
you probably should.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard on conservatives, but there's still a lot of funny stuff.
Well, that's just like Tuesday. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We're used to it.
About half of it's a documentary at this point.
My parents were big 24 fans, and every time that I got a glimpse of 24, David Palmer was the president, I believe, in 24. Mm-hmm. And, man, amazing. Smooth as butter. Great voice. And he had such a great voice that it distracted you away from what he thought politically. But at the end of the day, he was still fantastic. He was great.
Yeah, and apparently, it's all about Allstate now.
President Whitmore. That's right. Thank you, Christopher, for commenting that. What about you, Gabe?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I was literally between, Independence Day and 24. So you guys stole my answer.
Nice. I can fly. I'm a pilot. Designated Survivor. Did you guys watch Designated Survivor?
I haven't.
No.
I know you.
We haven't talked streaming picks. We can wrap it up this way. Unless anybody has a burning question that they want to ask here. But for streaming picks, that if you've been down the road, maybe you've watched something that you've caved in and said, okay, fine. Everybody says I got to watch this. I'll watch this. Designated Survivor. The first two seasons are amazing. The third season was made for Netflix, and it shows, and not in a way that really is flattering to what I'm looking for. Maybe that's your cup of tea, but it was like way too many causes jammed into something that didn't have to be rated for television. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Moving on. But Designated Survivor, the first and the second, you can't put it down. You can't stop streaming it. But the president there, the Designated Survivor, which I'm not going to spoil anything by telling you that there's a Designated Survivor scenario that kind of sets up the whole thing.
What?
No. But I think he's the Secretary of Agriculture. So, like, no offense to whomever is our current Secretary of Agriculture. You're the most worthless person, and they built a two-series or season off of it. But he's an independent in the movie, so he gets to be nominated Secretary of Agriculture as an independent, so he becomes an independent president. But again, when you delve into the policies, there's no policies that you're like, I'm sitting there going, wow, that's exactly what, like, none. They just don't, they don't call it Democratic policies, but they go far left. It doesn't have to ruin the movie for you. Mm-hmm. So Designated Survivor would be a streaming recommendation. I would highly suggest that you watch and get a little more Jack Bauer or whatever his name is. What's his real name?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday, man. I'm about to start mixing words up and saying stupid things like I'm on a short circuit. Any streaming recommendations you guys want to that you've caved into and watched?
Oh, yeah. Mine is The Last Kingdom, and it's about Vikings and how the Vikings and like these New Age Christians are trying to take over these different aspects of Britain. And there's a lot of fighting and a lot of war and a lot of cool battle scenes.
Dump yourself. Dump.
And you dump yourself?
Maybe.
And what were we saying about Friday?
I'll rattle off a string of obscenities just so you can say it was me.
We need a Facebook Live, Katie driving home. I can't wait to see what she's saying to people on a ride home.
Anyway, it's a good time. Go watch.
Nobody remembers the name of it because of your filthy language, Katie. What was it called?
It's The Last Kingdom. My bad, guys.
We'll be watching that now.
It's really good.
Gabe?
I've been watching obscure things lately, but one thing I did cave into a while back was Mad Men. And I watched that, and yeah, that was actually very interesting. It's basically a character study, you know, it's just a character study of a bunch of interesting people and you know the time period, and you learn a lot about how advertising worked in its kind of heyday there. So it's kind of neat.
Cool, Gabe. Well, Ryan.
Yep, I mentioned this I think when Tim was here, but What We Do in the Shadows is a mockumentary about vampires, modern day vampires. Incredibly funny show.
What's it called?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Did you tell us what it was called?
Yeah, that's the first thing I said.
What We Do in the Shadows? I thought maybe you were just talking about things.
Oh, here's What We Do in the Shadows.
In the Shadows.
We watch mockumentaries.
I think the streaming, the next show that I'm going to see if my husband and I are going to try to watch again is Game of Thrones. We watched the first episode. I don't even know if we made it all the way through, but I think a kid gets killed in the very first episode, and I'm like, I don't think I want to watch this. And then we bailed on it. But I've heard that some people think it's an okay show, and I'm going to give it a try. I think.
It's really good. It's not for the faint of heart.
We've only got like 2 or 3 Outlanders left. So, all right. We have a shout out before we get to a break here?
Yeah.
Ryan, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I just read that was from Junior, so no, I don't.
I do. I actually have one. Diana, she says, my niece graduated from nursing school. She deserves all the accolades in the world, and she took care of her beautiful mother before she passed away. Good job. That's amazing.
Fantastic. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Tony Colombo will come in here, and we will do an Annie, Are You Okay? And wrap it up and send you off into the weekend with the Dave Glover Show starting at 3. So stick around. Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. That feels good to say it's Friday. Friday before a long weekend. And very grateful that you are here with us today. We've been shouting out to 2 different groups of people. We've expanded our Memorial Day recognition to just include all people who have served, are serving. And so we are recognizing with your shout outs people who have been commenting them on our Facebook Live throughout the day, and also to our graduates. A lot of people not being able to walk in a graduation ceremony, not being able to have those graduation parties. And I'm going to start with a shout out to my graduate, my nephew Christopher, on his gigantic kindergarten graduation in Florida. Woo! And I'm very proud of you, and I love you, Christopher. Ryan, did you have a Memorial Day shout out you wanted to give here before we get going?
Yeah, a couple. Christopher wanted to give a shout out to his grandpas, Charles Thorne, U.S. Army World War II, and Keith Tyrell, Army Air Corps World War II. And then real quick, there's another one here. Richard Will just wanted to thank his daughter, who's been stationed on the USS Texas submarine based out of Hawaii.
Fantastic. And Katie, another graduate shout out for us before we...
I actually don't have any more.
Really? Mm-mm. Fantastic. All right. Well, Christopher just gets to expand into the whole schmo here. Big kindergarten graduation. Tony Colombo's in studio with us right now. Tony, did you guys have kindergarten graduations?
No.
Oh, stop. Don't say no with that disdain. It's the quietest, subtlest, no, I'm judging you for kindergarten graduation ever. It's cute. It's cute.
Sure. It was just part of elementary school.
Sure.
Well, for us, it was just part of elementary school. So, like, being done with kindergarten just meant I was going to another room down the hall for first grade. It wasn't like changing.
You want to see James in a little cap and gown because it'd be adorable.
Yes, you do, Tony.
Yeah, I hope,
sure.
I don't know. Maybe that'll happen.
Let
when
me answer for Tony.
Is done
yes,
with,
you do.
Sure.
Is done with, what is it? Preschool. Yeah.
Tony,
preschool.
Are you okay with cute children? Yes or no? When they are your own.
I got a house full of them, so yes.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get to it, Katie.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Oh, boy.
I'm okay with kindergarten graduates. I don't know, for the listening audience, I don't know why Tony's so mad about it.
I'm okay. I love
Oh, yeah. Yeah, change your tune.
I love kindergarten graduates. What do you think about, like, the two-year-olds graduating to the three-year-old class and the three-year-olds graduating to the four-year-old class? And the
it was only, for me, maybe it's a Lutheran school thing. I'm a big supporter fan, product of Lutheran schools. Maybe it was that, but kindergarten was the only time you did it, and there was, like, a play. And like you'd have a play every year, and then it would end with kindergarten graduation. I wouldn't care about it if it was kindergarten, eighth, in high school and college.
Katie wants to see the video right now.
I do. I had a kindergarten graduation little outfit. I'll find it. I'll find the picture. I'll share it. It doesn't need to be every year though. That's the truth.
This first one is something. There's a new hairstyle gaining popularity in parts of the world called the coronavirus. It's a bunch of braided spikes designed to look like coronavirus under a microscope.
Oh, that picture, that red spiky picture that we can't get away from? Yeah. Now people want to do it to their head?
Exactly. You okay with giving your kids a haircut called coronavirus?
No, but I am okay with other people. If they're the type of person who would enjoy something like that, I would rather you just do it so that I know from 6 feet of distance that that's where it needs to stop. The more information I can have, yes,
coronavirus.
The more information that I can have from the jump that I need to permanently social distance myself from somebody, the better off that I am. So.
I wonder what kids like, Mom, sign me up for that. That's what I've been waiting for.
We're in a hair grow-out phase in our house. My husband and my son are not cutting their hair until our summer vacation at the end of July. It's just growing. The beard is growing on my husband. My son's hair is starting to get kind of floppy. We're just letting it go. Mm.
Sweet.
I cut James' hair a couple weeks ago. First time ever.
You did?
Yeah.
Did he have long hair?
I mean, he was just getting a little... was getting a little
rugged.
Yeah.
Was it emotional for the first haircut? Right. Is there any part of you that's like, I just don't really want to do this?
Well, no. I mean, it wasn't his first haircut. It was the first time I'd ever cut his hair.
He's getting a little shaggy.
The first time I
was that emotional for James?
The first time I've cut anybody's hair but my own.
Fantastic. And,
yeah.
The child looks like a rugged individualist. Yeah.
Right.
It was a.
That's the greatest.
Did you give him the coronavirus?
It was an interesting.
Of a tiny little hairy baby.
It was an interesting process. It was but we survived it, and he looks pretty good. So.
Your baby looks like the Wolfman.
It was a.
Now imagine that in a cap and gown.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Do it.
Graduating from barber.
He's a big boy.
Rugged.
People can get nostalgic for the weirdest stuff right now. Apparently, so many people miss airplane food that there's a company delivering unused snack trays from JetBlue to people. You can order unused, sealed, what would have been JetBlue airplane food and have it delivered to your house, and apparently business is booming. You okay with people hoarding old... unused airplane food in the middle of a pandemic?
I think a packet of like Ritz cheese, the mini Ritz cheese crackers that you get when you're on a flight. There's something that is particularly enjoyable about that little treat that comes prepackaged. That's just the inside of that is just between you and the Ritz company. Nobody else is like involved in this. But as far as like airplane food goes, I've only probably ever had two meals on an airplane, and it was nothing to write home about.
No,
you don't crave
ever.
It.
Am I flying the wrong planes? I mean, no. I've gotten like in an airport to go and taken it with me, but no.
You must be flying coach.
Oh, Ryan.
No, I fly Southwest, where it's all coach, and it is kill or be killed when you go locate your seat and in your boarding group.
You just throw the food in the aisle. Get it.
Get it. Okay,
As bad as the pandemic has been, it has also created some new sex symbols, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and California Governor Gavin Newsom. And now a clothing company called Kavana is making women's underwear with their names on
it. And my opinion is, it's weird.
Mm-mm.
They claim business is booming. The Cuomo panties are the biggest seller, followed by the Fauci, then the Newsom. Proceeds from the Cuomo and Fauci items go toward care packages for frontline healthcare workers
in New York. Just think if you made Back to the Future now with Fauci underwear instead of Calvin Klein. Like, everything would be so weird. Calvin, that's your name, isn't it?
Calvin,
Fauci.
That's your name.
Fauci,
this timeline is screwed up. We have to go back.
Oh my gosh.
There'd be no Back to the Future 3.
You okay with Andrew Cuomo underwear?
It's a weird
never in my
question.
Life.
What's the real slang term for women's undergarments, though?
Ryan, no.
I just said it.
I know. You seemed comfortable with it, so I thought I'd ask.
Yeah. I paused.
There's hesitation.
Literally,
I got nothing.
Pause and then Ryan.
Literally, underwear that just says Cuomo.
That's, so not their face.
Who
it's
wants
just
that?
Their.
Yeah, it's just.
It's not the
it.
Face. It just says Cuomo.
Who? Yeah. Who are the women wearing it?
They're like, yeah.
Who are the husbands that are like, oh yeah, I want my wife to wear Gavin Newsom underwear?
I think we're thinking of the wrong demographics here.
I'll tell you though, Gavin Newsom isn't too bad looking.
I mean, no, I don't.
People are trying to make more of a fashion statement or just want to look cool, with more and more businesses requiring masks right now, and sales of plastic Bane masks from The Dark Knight Rises have gone way up, even if they don't really provide any proper protection from coronavirus. Are you okay with supervillain masks instead
of
regular
masks? Yeah, I
wanted
to shoot a video as soon as the governor of Illinois said that we had to wear masks. I wanted to wear, like, all different, like, catcher's masks and, you know, all the different kinds. And then I was like, no, I'll probably get told that I'm insensitive. So I didn't do it.
I
erred on
the
side of caution and thought maybe I shouldn't do that. Tony, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. Tony's going to join me on the Pixie Dust podcast next week, and we're going to fire that back up again with him. I'm going to record a Pixie Dust podcast live right now on the Pixie Dust podcast Facebook page. You can go watch that next, and the Dave Glover Show is coming at you right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.